Mike Irie, Director of Research and Business Development at Southern Garden Citrus.
Can you talk about the two types of spread that you mentioned for HLB?
Sure. So for the spread of a disease by an insect vector, you have two types of spread. One is primary spread and one is secondary spread. So the primary spread would be the first time the insect brings the disease into the planting. And then the secondary spread is when that insect is already in that planting, that it'll move to neighboring trees and does it reproduce, and the offspring then carry it as well. We've been focusing on controlling the secondary spread with what we're doing, spraying 2 to 4 times a month. And we've been largely ignoring the primary spread, which is coming from the outside.
So a lot of the extra spraying focus has been on the young trees, and you presented some ideas that maybe we need to focus more on the mature trees. Tell me more about that.
The young trees, by default, are planted healthy because we have nursery regulations that make the trees healthy. The budwood has to be healthy. They're grown under screen. So by spraying the young trees, you're basically keeping things from living in there. But by spraying the other trees, the mature trees on the outside, you're preventing the introduction. So every psyllid that's coming from the outside is a bad psyllid, whereas psyllids that are on the inside are essentially, they're feeding on healthy trees. So the control should be preventing the stuff from moving from the outside in.
And you did some predictive models showing focus on young trees and mature trees, just young trees and just mature trees. And what did you find in those models?
So if you do what we're doing, which is spraying the young trees and ignoring the old trees, essentially you get what we're getting now, which is very high infection very quickly in a matter of a couple of years. If you just flip it, so now you're controlling the old trees, the psyllids on the old trees, and doing a reasonable job on the young trees, you can reduce the infection by a fourfold or more. By doing that, you can delay the infection, and that gives the opportunity for the trees to grow bigger, stronger, and get up to size.
All right. Any other comments you wanted to make on this approach?
The one thing that I'd like to say is that this is being used very successfully in Brazil. They've done this for a couple of years now, and not only have they been able to maintain a very low rate of infection, they've actually been able to reduce the rate of infection. So it works.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.